Anna Thomas, a data and applied scientist on the Azure SQL team. In this episode, I'm joined by our CTO of Azure, Mark Rasinovich, who's going to talk to us a little bit about what we've been doing with SQL and what's coming in the future. So thanks, Mark, for joining us.
Thanks, Anna, for having me.
Yeah, so on the last episode we kind of talked more high level about Azure and data and where we're going, but you know, I'm a SQL person, so I was wondering if it'd be okay if I asked some SQL questions.
Sure.
So the first one is Azure SQL Database Edge. Now, I saw you present at Build back in May about SQL Database Edge, and I was just wondering if you could share, you know, what your involvement has been and kind of any insights you have into what we're doing there.
Sure. Well, I think Microsoft's worldview, as defined by Satya, is intelligent cloud, intelligent edge. And the realization of that worldview is actually built on the foundation, which is Azure, including Azure Data Services. The goal is to be as consistent as possible from cloud to edge while delivering capabilities that are specific to each, the requirements in each one of those points on the spectrum. And so if you take a look at data, it means delivering the same APIs both in the cloud and the edge, so you can have an application that can run in either place without major changes. Now, in the case of Azure SQL Database Edge, there are some specific requirements that are related to Edge that it fulfills. One of them being you need to take it and deploy it on an infrastructure that's operated by somebody that's operating the edge. It's not going to be a managed cloud service.
Right.
And so it's going to be a container orchestrator like Kubernetes, which means that we need to containerize it. It also means that unlike the cloud, which is where we run our cloud services on whatever hardware we want to, and it's kind of not visible directly to the customers in most cases. In the case of the edge, they might want to be using x86 or ARM, for example. So we need to support both of those. The next one is on the edge, you're going to be having a bunch of data processing inside of one container with an integrated capability, unlike the cloud where you can decompose things into different services. So for example, streaming,
right,
we want to have built right in. We also want the ability to replicate data out to the cloud as well, to be that, for that to be built right in. So all of these go into the that realization of that point on the spectrum of intelligent cloud, intelligent edge with Azure SQL Database Edge.
Yeah, yeah, definitely a really cool thing that we're doing, and I'm excited to see what new applications it enables.
Yeah.
You mentioned the intelligent cloud, intelligent edge, and at Inspire, I heard Satya say that, you know, Bill Gates was really impressed by hyperscale, and SQL hyperscale is one of the things we've been doing in the cloud. And I know this is something that came out of Microsoft Research. It's been something we've worked on for several years. What's your take on hyperscale? What has been your involvement,
yeah,
and where do you think it's going, and what does it open?
Well, if Bill Gates says it's cool, it's obviously pretty cool. I think the big kind of innovation with Azure SQL Hyperscale is the fact that it took this monolithic database architecture and decomposed it. And once you decompose it, you can get to scales that you couldn't get with the monolithic architecture. So taking the log store, pulling that out, taking the compute servers, pulling that out, allowing you to scale those out and to read from the replicas directly, taking the page servers, pulling those out and allowing them also to scale, and then taking all the data, the persistent data, and putting that on low cost backend Azure storage, which is infinitely scalable. And the combination of all that means that you can get to 100 terabyte size databases.
Right.
With incredible amounts of throughput, because and you define how much throughput you want on the read side with the read replicas. So really kind of unique way or new way to look at database architecture and deliver this kind of cool capabilities.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know, speaking of new ways and new capabilities, you know, is there anything you're really excited about or new investments that we're making that you can kind of share publicly?
Well, going to that intelligent cloud, intelligent edge, I think didn't mention, by the way, that built R is built right into Azure SQL Database Edge, so
right,
you can do ML right there on the edge. But that intelligence is one part that we're delivering. And I think a cool part of intelligence is not just giving customers the ability to run ML right on the data, but having ML make a better service. And so if you take a look at the way that we're doing things with Azure SQL in the cloud, we're using machine learning to proactively determine if there's going to be problems with the database, to help customers with their indexing, and just to optimize the service overall. But one of the trends that we're going to be seeing is effectively customized instances of cloud services, ones that are customized and optimized for a customer's workload or workloads in a way that makes them perform better. So if you take a look at SQL, if you take a look and you're looking at the queries that a workload is performing, rather than tell the database administrator, go put an index on this, right, organize, which only gets you so far, it is automatically determining which indices to put in place and also laying out the indices in storage to make them efficient access for the workload patterns. And so I think that that's going to be a trend across not just SQL and databases, but just all cloud services are going
using
to be
using the power of machine
ML
learning
for instance specific optimization.
Wow, that will be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Well, thanks so much for joining us again, Mark.
Sure.
I really
thanks
enjoyed it.
I
hope everyone else enjoyed viewing this video. If you did, give it a like, subscribe to our channel, and tune in to Data Exposed next time. Thanks.